When you buy a high-end sports car, you kind of expect to be able to pop the hood, right? Like you want to look at the engine and actually understand how it all fits together.
Right, yeah, you want to see the actual mechanics of what you just paid for.
But imagine the dealer hands you the keys and the hood is literally welded shut. You press the gas, it goes incredibly fast, but you have zero idea how it's actually doing it.
Yeah.
And I mean, if the engine starts making a weird noise, you can't even look inside to fix it.
Exactly. It's the ultimate black box. You have all this raw power, but, zero transparency.
Yeah, and that is exactly what is happening right now with the AI inside your laptop and your phone.
So, welcome to today's deep dive. We are jumping into a really fascinating source today, the Loom NPU Acceleration Research Report.
Yeah, and our mission today is to explore how Loom version 0.81 is, well, it's completely changing how AI runs on our local devices. It's finally breaking open that welded hood on modern hardware, which is a huge deal for you listening because your devices are getting these specialized AI chips, right? Neural processing units or NPUs, but the software running them is rigidly locked down. Loom offers a totally different approach. So, okay, let's unpack this. Standard AI frameworks like OpenVINO or TVM, they use this thing called whole graph compilation.
Right, which basically means they fuse the AI models into these massive, indivisible chunks.
Exactly. It's basically like going to a restaurant with a strict fixed menu dinner.
Yeah.
Like you get exactly what the vendor's compiler decides to serve you, and there are absolutely no substitutions.
Yeah, and while that monolithic approach can be efficient sometimes, it strips away your granular control. So Loom flips that script. Instead of locking everything together, it uses a CABI plugin to route the computation layer by layer.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it maps out the AI's tasks across a 3D spatial grid, which gives developers granular control without just bloating the core software.
So instead of a fixed menu, Loom is more like an a la carte buffet. You pick exactly what you want.
Exactly.
But wait, if an NPU is explicitly built for AI, shouldn't it always be faster than a standard CPU? Like, why bother routing anything away from it?
Well, what's fascinating here is the 90-cell benchmark data in the report. It completely shatters that assumption. For small tensors, tiny chunks of data, the NPU is actually a massive bottleneck.
Really? How slow are we talking?
It runs at just 0.02 times the speed of Loom's native CPU.
Wait, 0.02, so it's basically crawling.
Yeah, it's painfully slow for the small stuff.
Yeah.
And this happens because of something called the first ever inference latency, or FEL. It's this massive ahead of time compilation tax. It can take up to 56 milliseconds before the inference even starts.
Oh, wow. So the NPU literally has to map out its memory and configure pathways before doing a single math problem. For a tiny computation, the setup takes longer than the actual work, like firing up a massive freight train just to go down the street for milk.
That's a perfect analogy, yeah. So for the small stuff, you're better off just using the CPU.
Which means you only want to fire up that NPU freight train when you have a massive payload, right?
Precisely. And that's where the turn happens. When you look at large tensor performance, things like massive INT8 2D convolutions, the researchers saw a staggering 28x speedup on the NPU.
28 times. That is a massive payoff.
Yeah, when the operation is big enough to justify that initial dispatch delay, the hardware really gets to stretch its legs.
Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting. This brings us to a huge crisis with how these chips handle the math. The report tested the hardware and found it is perfectly deterministic, like flawless, exact match on repeat runs. But it fails the parity test.
Right. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this is a huge red flag. The hardware's proprietary math actually drifts from Loom's pure software reference.
Because to get that insane 28x speed, they have to be taking microscopic mathematical shortcuts under the hood.
Exactly. And it outright breaks on critical operations like layer norm. The approximations are just consistently wrong compared to pure math.
Wow. So what does this all mean for you listening? Well, as edge AI becomes standard, getting models to run fast and reliably on your devices requires smart layer-by-layer orchestration, not just throwing raw hardware at the problem.
Yeah, and this raises an important question to leave you with. If future AI applications require strict regulatory auditing or zero-knowledge proofs, how can we legally trust our devices if opaque proprietary NPU chips silently change the fundamental mathematical outputs?